cliffcentral.com. Let's go to Rich Mulholland and speak to him about what he has on his mind this Monday morning. Is he on Skype or on the phone? Skype. All right, let's go to it. Here he is. Good morning, Rich Mulholland. How are you, sir?
Hello, Jimmy. Top of the morning to you.
Oh, nice to hear from you.
Aye, aye.
All right, what's going on, man?
Okay, so first of all, SAA, I've just got to chime in on this. The SAA thing, don't you wish that we could separate it out, that they have one set of rules and books and fun? I can understand to some degree we have to have a national carrier.
Sure.
I find it completely unentrepreneurial that we're bailing them out at a domestic level. So internationally, to have our flag represented in other airports around the world, to some degree, I can understand. Mm-hmm. What kills me is how every time they do something badly, they get bailed out by government, which puts pressure on the other entrepreneurial airlines actually doing their job.
Right.
I feel like domestically, if they're not working, they should go.
Yeah, I don't understand how it can be losing money, though. I mean, I know running an airline, you've got very tight margins. There's a lot going on. So you occasionally might run into, let's say, 10 million rands debt, 100 million rands debt. But 6 billion? You have to be so derelict of duty. You have to be so lost. It boggles my mind. It really does.
Well, there's that joke. That guy, the nemesis, that basically kicked off the airline that ended up leading to Virgin Atlantic. And he always said he was a billionaire. And he said, how'd you become a millionaire? And he said, start with $1 billion and then begin an airline. So I do believe to some degree it's supposed to be a bit of a hemorrhaging industry. All I think right. The capital expenditure is so high.
Yeah, I would imagine so. But I do know that SAA also employs way more people than it has to. And that it's formed, it's become some kind of sheltered employment for friends of government officials.
And I guess there is a way to do it properly. Have you ever listened to the How I Built This podcast by NPR?
Yes.
And they interviewed Herb Kelleher, the founder of Southwest Airlines. Mm-hmm. And from when they got profitable, they've never not been profitable. He said that they've had years where they've done worse, but they've made money every year. Like, it is possible. He just doesn't buy into the bullshit excuse that you can't make money.
Now, what's on your mind this morning?
Right. So a few years ago, we coached a bunch of speakers for TED. In 2011, we went over there and we trained them. And one of the ladies I worked with was a lady by the name of Candy Chang. Mm-hmm. And she did this TED talk called Before I Die. And she basically went around the world painting these like chalkboard walls that just said Before I Die. And then there was a space. And people would walk up to the walls and just say, you know, I want to tell so-and-so I love them, or I want to do this, or want to do that. And it was a really cool initiative. The TED Talk has been seen millions and millions of times. And it made me think of something that happened to me this year. I went to, or at least last December, I went to this leadership academy with EO in Washington, D.C. And I met this guy there. His name is Warren Rustan. He's a highly achieved guy. And what he does is he has a list of 100 goals he wants to achieve before he dies. And at the time of the writing, he passed around his sheet, and it was written when he was like 19 years old. There was 90 of them had checks on them. There was a bunch of them that were like works in progress. And he reckoned there were 4 of them that were off the table altogether because he'd missed his window.
Okay.
And I thought it was quite remarkable, first of all, that he had so much intention. Anyway, we were supposed to be working on these things, and it was all fantastic. And last week, I had a kind of update call with a small cohort from this leadership academy. Mm-hmm. And some of the guys had written out their 100, and some had done, you know, 50 or 60. And I'd only done 15. I'd performed the worst. The one other guy had done none. And I figured when it was amazing to me was the guys who'd already written out the 100. One of the guys who'd written out 100 had already marked off 10. Of which, so he was already closer to hitting off his goals. I'd only written down 15 and I'd done none. And I figured that this was a bit of a problem. Yeah. So this weekend I sat there and I started trying to add to the list. And I started trying to work through and I started researching how much time I had left. And it turns out not as much time as I would have hoped.
Yeah.
Like if you can't go 6 months later from writing something down and not having done anything. And so I guess this is kind of where I'm landing at the moment, where I shat myself, is that we all talk about having a bucket list, but we don't actually have one. If you talk about, oh, that's on my bucket list, show me the bloody list. If you can't pull out a piece of paper somewhere and show me the list, I don't believe it will happen. And I think that we need to actually sit down there and even start with the top 10. But people actually need to write down a list of things they want to do before I die. You know what was amazing for me is just thinking about it. So now I'm only up to about 30 odd things on the list so far. But just spending time thinking about what would I want to do made me realize, well, shit, you know, some of these things are quite difficult. There's some of them I have to start doing now. Procrastination isn't always an option. And in fact, I don't know if you, do you know Wait But Why, the blog?
No.
It's written by a guy called Tim Urban.
Yeah.
It is probably, you will have, if you have a look at the website, you'll have seen it before. I reckon he's probably the smartest human alive today. I think everything he writes, he'll write a blog post on something and it will become part of the general psyche within two or three months.
Give us his name again.
Tim Urban, T-I-M,
all right.
Space Urban.
All right, got you.
And the blog is called Wait But Why. And he did a TED talk on procrastination about, he spoke about the procrastination monkey, about why we put stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, he created a poster. And it's basically a poster of 90 years in weeks. And he said every week, you've got to just go and mark off one more week. And it's basically to show you that's one more week where you've achieved nothing.
Oh, my God.
Where you've progressed your life, nothing.
Oh, my God. I think a lot of people would be very depressed doing that every day. Oh,
right. And that, right. And that's what he said. He said, you've got to actually have this intention.
All right.
If you know there's a deadline, you've got to look at it.
So, Rich, I've got a list. I've had this list for the last 12 years, okay? And I've made progress in some of them, so I take them off the list when I've done them. I don't keep them there. So I don't look at achievements. I'm looking at things I still need to do. Mine is about 35 things long, and it's everything from buy a huge bucket of Lego and build scale models of the buildings that I've designed, right through to collecting rare books, going to Rome, buying a decent knife for my kitchen. It's the stupidest little things and it's big things.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So some of these I've achieved because they're very easy. How hard is it to go and buy a decent chef's knife, for example? So it's really just a question. You save up, you go out, you buy it, and then that one's off the list. But I'm looking at this list of 35 things, and I really want all of this to happen. Some of them are fairly innocuous, as I said, but I feel like I can do all of this in the next 10 years. Is that what you're talking about? You have to draw a deadline? You have to say this needs to happen now?
Well, I mean, yes, it's not about all of them there, though. I mean, one of my ones in my list says grow old with jazz. The intention is to not mess this up, right? So it's not like all the list, but one of them is to, I mean, there's I've also got the kind of visit Tristan da Cunha, ride a lap at the Isle of Man TT. I mean, they're all things that are technically positive, possible.
Yeah.
But I think just the idea that they're written down, that there has to be a plan for them, you got to start figuring shit out.
Right.
You've actually got to start work out what's going on. One of the ones is at one stage have a visible six pack. I mean, fuck, man.
I'd like that.
I'd like that, but I have to make a lot of sacrifices to get it. And at what point would I do that? And then you start realizing, well, hold on a sec, some of the other goals may align with that. And why not make smashing these three or four goals all coincide with each other, or make the one a reward goal for some of the other achievements? So I'm not allowed to spend summer in Iceland until such time as I've got the visible six-pack. I mean, there's so many things you can do. One of them is to spend a month in Scotland. Another is to write a work of fiction. What happens if those two things were then to decide were to coincide and say spend a month in Scotland writing but a work of fiction? But yeah, if we don't have them, we're not doing anything. You know, if you don't know where you're going, it's almost guaranteed you won't get there. And that's the problem, is most people don't know where they're going. Even people with purpose don't have intention. And the challenge is to create intention. It's totally okay to have a list of things and then to decide later, actually, I don't really want to go there. But you need to start off with something.
Mm.
So you need to start the list. And I guess that's something I think people should be thinking about doing this week, is even as they're driving their cars right now, as they're sitting at the desk or whatever, is what are those things? Even if you just scribble them down, put them somewhere. And make sure, you know, you can go to a website called followup.cc. Okay?
Yeah.
And what you can do is you can write yourself an email. And you can say, every 6 months, email me this back. And all it will do is it's an amazing, by the way, as a productivity tool, followup.cc is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to use it. But one of the little smaller sides with it is that you can send yourself an email every 6 months. And every 6 months, that list of 35 things that you've created for yourself will arrive in your inbox. And you can just scroll through and see, in this half a year, did I achieve anything on my list? And if you haven't, fix that shit.
I love this. Mm. I think everybody's going to get to work on at least 10 things on their list that they want to achieve. Otherwise, you're just existing, right?
Coasting.
You're not living. Yeah. You're just existing.
You're doing an SAA.
Yeah.
Because if you're not gaining, you're losing, right?
Correct. So at least achieve one of these things as often as you can. And some of them you can knock off pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
All right.
Some of them, the last thing would be that some of them, just by writing them down, I want to post mine all online, because I'm convinced there's a lot of them that somebody could just say, hey, man, I know those guys. I could totally make that happen for you.
Right.
And so sometimes just putting it out there, what you think is difficult, doesn't have to be.
I totally agree. And you'll be surprised once you start putting it out there how much comes towards you in terms of making it happen and making it possible.
Right.
All right, Rich, I love it. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Have a great week.
There we
Cheers.
Go. Rich Mulholland, everybody. A little bit of a wake up, a reality check on a Monday. We do this with Rich every Monday, and you can catch up on all the ones that we've done previously because they are evergreen. CliffCentral.com.